It's not unusual for female pro athletes to have kids. This Mother's Day weekend, we're going to focus on one basketball player who balanced motherhood with competition while navigating some complicated geography. WBUR Shira Springer has the story.
I was at Valenciennes, France for 4 seasons. After the Sparks, I went to the Charlotte Sting for 6 summers. In those off seasons, I was in, this is a long list, excuse me, I was in Valencia, Spain. I was in León, Spain.
This is what happens when I ask Allison Feaster to recount all the stops in her professional basketball career. There are 2 continents, 5 countries, and 12 cities to cover.
3 years in Alcobendas, which is a suburb of Madrid, Spain. And that was my last team.
Did you ever think that you'd play professional basketball for as long as you did? I mean, it was, an 18? Am I counting? Can I count right? It's an 18-year career?
It was an 18-year career. No, I did not think I would be playing professional basketball at all and for so long.
As a Harvard senior, Feaster led the nation in scoring, but...
Because you're coming from the Ivy League, it's like, you know, those numbers don't matter. Those results don't matter.
She thought her basketball career would end after college.
I had a job offer to be an equities analyst at Merrill Lynch on Wall Street, and just so happens that this job offer coincided with, I guess, one of the most important games in collegiate basketball history, at least for the Harvard folks.
It was 1998. The Harvard women's basketball team was a number 16 seed in the NCAA tournament. Stanford was a number 1 seed. They met in the first round, and the game was nationally televised.
Feaster trying another three, and this one she nails, her 53rd three-pointer of the year. Feed inside for the left-hand runner by Feaster, and it's a 4-point lead. Inside, it's Feaster, right past Pruitt, a terrific setup.
For the first and only time in NCAA tournament history, a number 16 seed upset a number 1 seed, and Feaster dominated, finishing with 35 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 steals in 39 minutes.
That played a huge part in just me being respected as a player. I got a little bit of exposure and was able to be drafted into the WNBA and decided to pursue a professional playing career instead of going to work on Wall Street.
Fast forward 7 years. Feaster is married to her high school sweetheart, Danny Strong, and she is playing summers in the WNBA and winters overseas. Women typically play year-round to make a living.
I just finished a season in France. We just won the French title. And as customary, I would get on a plane the next, you know, day or two after the last game and report to my WNBA team. When you arrive in your WNBA city, which was Charlotte at the time, you have to go have a physical. And in my physical, the doctor confirmed that I was a few weeks pregnant. I was ecstatic. We were ecstatic. But at the same time, you have to really consider the professional ramifications of being pregnant. You know, how am I going to, you know, manage this pregnancy, continue to play for how long? Where will I give birth? Which continent? I would have to stop playing in Europe for a season. It was my livelihood. So it was a mixture of excitement coupled with uncertainty. The doctors immediately said, you know, you can continue with your lifestyle that you maintained before the pregnancy. And I really took that and ran with it.
So she played almost the entire WNBA season, staying in the lineup as a starter until she was 4 months pregnant. It wasn't until Feaster began cutting her compression shorts to make them fit that she considered taking maternity leave. After the WNBA season, she joined her husband in Europe. On February 2, 2006, Feaster went to the gym as usual for a workout. The next morning, her daughter, Sarah Elise Strong, was born in a suburb of Madrid, where her husband was playing basketball. It wasn't long before Feaster was back to training for her next WNBA season.
And was there any, like, pressure to keep playing? Just concerns about keeping your job, keeping your place in the rotation, whatever that may be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think... if you're an elite-level athlete, I think there is always pressure to, you know, not miss out, to not take a break, to play through the pain. And I think that's one of the reasons why I rushed back from pregnancy, because it's your livelihood. And the moment you are not around, it's a lot easier to be forgotten. I do remember my first game back. It was against, I think it was the Indiana Fever, and my knee was killing me, and I had no lift. I could barely jump, and I started the game, but I didn't play much the remainder of the game. And I remember trying to, in my head, this was probably a good idea, but at the time it was awful. I was going to take a three-point shot with Tamika Catchings, who was one of the most athletic, dynamic, one of the best players to ever play the game. But I decided to take a three-point shot with her, maybe an arm's length or two arms length away. And, you know, she stuffed it. She made me eat it. That was kind of the epitome of, you know, you're not ready to play.
It's kind of a cruel welcome back.
It was. But, you know, sports are filled with those moments.
Despite a rough return to pro ball, Feaster decided to play year-round and headed to Europe after the WNBA season. That meant moving overseas with Sarah in tow. And for Feaster, as one half of a couple with two professional basketball players, bigger challenges were coming. Travel, language barriers, time apart from her husband, who often played on different teams in different countries.
My husband is pretty practical, and he understands the role that a mother plays in a young child's life especially. And it was just an unspoken, you know, she'll stay with me when we have to be apart.
Danny retired from playing in 2011, moved back to the U.S., and started a new career as a high school coach. Feaster continued competing in Europe and says,
it got more complicated once Sarah began to grow a bit older.
By then, Feaster was in her mid-30s and no longer commanded a high salary, and the end of her playing career was not too far away. Knowing that, Feaster had some difficult conversations with her husband.
He's getting antsy, saying, okay, we're going to have to look at some other options. My salary decreased, I guess, a few years after playing at the highest level, so it became, okay, so what are you going to do now? You're not making as much money. You should probably think about doing something else. I want you guys to come home. But I always saw Europe, or my time in Europe, as so much more than just earning money. I saw it as an education.
For her daughter as well.
Obviously, Europe is multicultural. It made sense to me. I wanted to give her that life. I wanted to give her that experience.
Feaster played in Europe for 10 seasons while also raising Sarah. Most of that decade was spent in Spain. And she says Sarah is a Spaniard at heart.
My daughter, who is bilingual, will often chide me for not speaking with the lisp when I say the letters C and Z in Spanish words.
Feaster's last stop was a club near Madrid. While they made a home there, her daughter joined the youth team sponsored by Feaster's club. It was the first time Sarah played organized basketball, and she reminded some of her mother.
Her coach referred to her as Mini Feaster or Feaster. She is a much more skilled ball handler. Like, even in late in my career, I wasn't that great handling the ball. I could shoot, I could play defense and rebound, but she's much more skilled in that respect. She is capable of making passes that I would never, ever have made in my career. It was an interesting and cool moment for me to be able to go to practice and see her at the gym practicing, or have her and her teammates come and watch my practice, or her teammates come to my games, or my teammates go to her games. It made playing for me that much more special.
Last year, Feaster retired from playing. Sarah was 10. Now they're all living together in North Carolina.
We had to compromise a lot, and it was a lot of back and forth. Looking now at our daughter after having had that exposure, I think we're both very thankful that we made those decisions at the time.
Also last year, Sarah tagged along to one of her mother's speaking engagements. Feaster was talking to a young team, mostly 16 and 17-year-olds, and she showed some highlights of the Harvard-Stanford game.
I think at that moment it began to dawn on her that, hey, okay, this is what this is all about. What's funny is I'll go to parent-teacher conferences and the teacher will say, hey, we Googled you in class. I'm like, oh my gosh, why? So my daughter obviously is proud of me, even though I don't hear about it from her directly.
Feaster now works in the NBA. She's part of a program that encourages former NBA and WNBA players to explore other sides of professional basketball. And she's got a world of experience to share. For Only a Game, I'm Shira Springer.